Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care, a intentional space for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing resides, that we can live a life that we are worthy of. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. If you're new here, first of all, though, I do want to say thank you so much for pressing play on this episode. And if you've been with me for a minute, hey, girl, welcome back. I'm so glad that you're here. You know what I want to talk about today, ladies? Well, if you read the title, I guess you know, right? But today I want to talk about $5 energy and the life that you are creating. So that's the title, $5 energy and the life that you are creating. Now, I do want to let you know that there will most likely be some language in this episode. So just want to give you that heads up in case you have little ears nearby or you got a nosy Nelly next to you in your cubicle. Hey, nosy. Thanks for listening. So this whole $5 energy thing, it was something that I made up. I mean, I've never heard anyone talking about $5 energy. Maybe they are, and I just haven't seen it, but I'm just telling you that it came to be naturally in a conversation that I was having with someone. We were talking about money and some other things, and I was just explaining to him that I just said, you know, this is a $5 problem, and I'm not a $5 chick. Because that was basically what I said. Like, whatever I was telling him about, as I was thinking through it and processing it, I just basically said, this is a $5 problem. I'm not a $5 person. So this is not even worth my time. That was literally exactly it. And so I kind of started saying or asking myself, you know, is this a $5 problem? Am I bringing $5 energy into this situation? So that's what I'm talking about when I say $5 energy, okay? So that's it. So yeah, $5 energy in the life that you're creating. I want to talk about how we are literally creating our own lives. I know that sounds very basic. It sounds very simple, but you know, it really just hit my spirit in such a way a few days ago that I had to pause. I literally had to pause and just process that thought. I know we know this already, but I don't know. I feel like I'm being led to talk about this, and that's why I'm having this conversation, because when I thought about it and it just hit me like that, that word hit my spirit or something hit my spirit and was like, you are literally creating your life right now. And I was shook when I had that feeling, right? But literally, like right now in this moment, no matter what your mindset is, you know, if you have a mindset of poverty, you're creating your life. If you have a mindset of, you know, I'm rich, bitch, I told you there's going to be some language, you are creating your life. If you have the mindset of I'm very poor or things don't happen for me or everything happens for me, in other words, whatever the mindset is that you have right now and also whatever actions that you're taking or not taking right now, like all of that, your mindset, your beliefs, the actions, like all of that energy, all of those things, you're literally creating your future life right now. I do want to make a note and say this is not a shaming, blaming, any of those kind of things type of episode, okay? Because we all have our stories, we all have trauma, we all have gone through some stuff, right? And nobody's perfect. Regardless, even if you had a quote-unquote perfect life, or you came from a quote-unquote perfect background and you ended up making some mistakes or doing some things that you look back on, you're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Nobody's perfect, right? And again, I want to stress that as I'm saying this about like the mindset and stuff, because if you've been listening to the show, you know I come from a poverty mindset. You know that I come from a lack mindset. You know that like there were times when I didn't know if I was going to have another meal, or sometimes the lights were off, you know, just those kind of things. That is my background. That is my upbringing. And that mindset and those fears that little baby Bree, who grew up into teenage Bree and young adult Bree, like all those things affected my decisions, affected my energy, affected just who I was. And that was the life that I built around that, I guess, person. So again, this is not a girl, you messed up, but oh girl, why are you letting that happen to you? This is not that kind of conversation. This is not that kind of party. That ain't what it is. Okay. So please hear my heart when I say that. But I know that for me, I really, especially with the background that I had to really work on that mindset. Seriously, because I just felt like I just kept getting beaten down by life over and over and over and over again. So whatever your mindset is right now, whether you consider it good, bad, in between, sometimes up, sometimes down, like whatever, like we are literally creating our own lives right at this moment, our future lives right at this moment. And I personally, I don't think that we take enough time to pause and just acknowledge that I feel like there's just this dance that we're doing, and it's never like a standing in place kind of dance. It's always like this back and forth, kind of like two-step, where you have your foot in the future, one foot in the future. What's that game with the red circles? Not Connect, Twister. You know how when you play Twister, or am I dating myself right now? I think they still have Twister. You know that game with the circles, and you have to right foot red, left foot purple, whatever. You know, I just feel like we're always forecasting, like we have one foot in the future and then we're harping on things that happened in the past. So we have like one foot in the past. And I can tell you, one of the things that I harp on consistently that I'm still processing, I'm still working through, or at least I can say I used to, I don't do it so much anymore, not this specific thing, but I used to like harp on the fact that this idea that I've never been married and I'm never going to get married, and I've just ruined and bombed relationships and just imploded relationships. And, you know, so I was always thinking about the past, always harping on the past, and in turn, actually harping on the future too, because like I said, just this thought, like, you're never going to get married. You're not. Nobody wants you. You're not pretty enough. You know, all those things. So I've talked about how when I was in that phase, like it was like my I'm not worthy phase. I'm not good enough phase. I've just got to take what I can get phase. I know we've all, or most of us, have had some type of phase like that, right? So I was bringing some low level energy to my relationships that, again, were rooted in like old trauma. And frankly, real talk, some of these relationships I had zero business being in, like absolutely no business being in some of the relationships that I ended up in out of that. Like, I was like, well, I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself, because what does that mean about me? So I just better, you know, let me find the good in this person and just figure it out. Even though, let me tell you one mistake that I made. Well, I don't even know if this was a mistake, but I'm going to put it out here. I will tell you that the times that I had men that treated me like I was worth something, I was just like, oh no, baby, they are not for me. They're too corny. They're too nerdy. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't look like this. They ain't got that. Girl. I remember there was this one guy and he was the sweetest guy. He honestly was. And I had to let him go because he wasn't packing. This was years and years and years ago when I was in my 20s. Before, it had to have been before I had my daughter. So I would say I was probably between the ages of 22 and 24, maybe somewhere in there, the good old days when everything was high and tight on my body. I mean, I had a big booty, cute shape. I was cute, y'all. I'm still cute, but you know when you're young and everything is firm. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, I let him go because he was the sweet. I can tell you he would have done anything for me. Anything. And because I had this idea in my head that he wasn't perfect because he wasn't packing, I was like, oh no, I gotta go. Now, I don't know. And maybe that wouldn't have worked out. I really don't know. But my point is, I feel like even if he would have been the quote unquote perfect guy with everything, since he was treating me in such a way, which is the way I deserve to be treated, with love, respect, kindness, he was so sweet, right? I was like, oh no, he's not for me. This is not for me. I just didn't have this idea in my mind that I was worthy of that type of relationship. And I've had that type of relationship, and I just ruined every single one of those relationships. Every single one I ruined. Man, oh man, oh man. Anyway, I digress again. But that's that $5 energy, y'all, that low level energy that I was talking about before. But so yeah, I've gotten a handle on not feeling some kind of way about possibly not getting married. I mean, there might sometimes be a little like twinge, you know what I mean? I'm working on the relationship with myself, working on loving myself more, working on just living this life of freedom and authenticity and joy and all that. And I feel like it'll happen. I am in alignment with those things. I'm in alignment with the life that I feel like I deserve. I'm getting more and more in alignment with that every single day. So it if it happens, it will happen. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that right now. But I can tell you that as of late, I was still operating as $5 energy Brie in another area of my life. And that was, or is, my finances. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, child, $5 energy Brie. $5 energy Brie. All I can do is just shake my head, child. All I can do is shake my head and say, bless her heart. So $5 energy Brie, who is she? Well, when I slip into $5 energy Brie, who to me, you know, and I'm not a therapist, but I do feel like I have a really good self, you know, handle on self-awareness of who I am. When she's activated, she's very anxious. When she's activated, she's very like uptight and just very fearful, very doubtful, super high anxiety when I'm operating as $5 energy Brie. Okay. So again, who is she? She doesn't look at her bills all the time. She's not checking the mail all the time because she knows there's bills in there. $5 Brie or $5 energy Brie. I'm not $5 Brie. $5 energy Brie. Okay. This low level Brie. Or low-level energy Brie, I should say, she isn't aware of how much money she has coming in or going out on a consistent basis. So sometimes, child, especially if I know that I've made some money, but I don't know exactly how much is in my account, I might make a Target run, and I don't know what has come out. Was it the cable bill? When does the cable bill come out? I don't know. I don't know, whatever other bills come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I will just put my ATM card in there. Might make a Target run and have like $127 worth of stuff in my cart. And just put the card in. Don't know what bills need to be paid. And just keep my fingers crossed that there's enough. And, you know, be on to the next. You know what I'm saying? Because I might have a slight idea, but maybe I don't know exactly how much. Or I'll know I have money in there, but I don't know what bills are due. You know what I'm saying? But other than rent, we all know rent's due, what, on the first or by the second, third, whatever. So, you know, that's an automatic. Who knows everything else? So, yeah, that's $5 energy Brie. Who else? She avoids having hard conversations. OK, I've talked about this before. Part of my trauma is rooted in just like avoidance. So she avoids having hard conversations with people like a creditor, for example, or someone that owes her money for like a service or even someone that might be interested in her services, like I would just pussyfoot around on about how much my fees were. And if they're just kind of like, or they're thinking about it, I might be like, oh, let me give you a discount, girl. So I'm like discounting myself, discounting my service, discounting my knowledge, right? And that's a no-no. If that's you, don't do that, sis. All right? Don't do that, sis. She's someone that doesn't charge for, like literally doesn't charge her worth. And it's so weird that I'm talking about myself. I think this is the third person, right? Right. $5 energy Brie is afraid to accept money. She thinks that making money, it has to be hard, right? Or it requires tons and tons of effort. So those times that it comes in easily, and right now I'm in a space where money is coming in easily, right? And I'm still working on wrapping my head around that. Like, oh God, this should be harder than this. Oh God, I should be doing much more than what I'm doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mindset thing, kind of like what I was talking about before. It's a mindset thing. Making money has to be hard, or it's wrong, or it's not good, or it's not going to last. $5 energy Brie is the kind of person that would spend, this is embarrassing, but this is my truth. Like lower level energy Brie, she'll spend like 3 hours online looking for the cheapest price, like the coupons, like for everything. I would literally worry about $5 people and $5 problems to the point I would just be so anxious and I would make myself sick. Like, child, $5 Brie is a whole mess. But this is me, right? When I'm operating from a space where I'm led by my trauma. When I'm operating from a space where I'm just not inviting that awareness in. And what I didn't understand at the time is that doing this would keep my cycles going. You know, those cycles of lack, those cycles of self-sabotage, those cycles of, like, I don't know, but I would just keep the cycle going. And so my life just continued to be on this endless loop of financial fuckery. Yeah, I said it. I would just be on this endless loop of financial fuckery. And I was creating a life that I didn't want in these moments, like a life of lack. I just didn't know it. I didn't have the awareness at the time. I just didn't know it. So eventually, child, eventually, like we all get to a place where you're eventually like this has to stop. This cannot continue. Like what are they saying, Wakanda? We will not have it. I will not have it. Okay. So what did I do? I made the decision to take the cover off my damn head and start looking at my finances. Oh, girl. So currently, and I guess this can be considered because I started telling you, like, what am I doing or what did I do in the previous week for self-care, right? So currently I'll either do like Financial Fridays or Money Mondays, right? So sometimes I'll do it on Monday and Friday. Sometimes, honestly, I'm like tracking and doing something every single day. It really depends. But at minimum, I have Financial Fridays and or Money Mondays. So that's where I look at statements, I schedule bills, I check my income, I look at receipts, I'm tracking like how many times I eat out because there's so much money slipping through my fingers just with eating out and just quick to buy something. And anyway, so now like I decide on purchases before they're made, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I did, for example, for self-care last week. I had Financial Friday. And I looked at statements and went and got a highlighter and looked at all the things to see where I was like leaking money, canceled some subscriptions, you know, just different things like that. Like I'm stewarding my money, which in turn is creating my future. That's what we're talking about, right?
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relation relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check, and it's super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Because right now, the things I'm currently doing is helping to create my future. The future that's in alignment with like the higher version of me. This took time to get here. Took time, child, lots of time, lots of prayer, lots of therapy, lots of journaling, lots of rest, lots of stillness, lots of thinking, lots of mindset work and support from others. Honestly, you got to have a squad for this kind of stuff, right? When you're doing the work. And also lots of solitude too. Lots of solitude. Time to think and reflect and get real. Something else I wanted to mention today about creating our lives and doing the healing work and deepening our self-awareness, etc., is what's something that we typically tend to do as we're doing the work and doing all the things. We, of course, do the comparison thing, right? We do the comparison. We look to the left, we look to the lot, to the right. We see what Stephanie's doing down the way and how she's doing it and when she's doing it and what it looks like for her. I do this too. I still do this sometimes too, because sometimes I'll feel like what my way is wrong, right? There's just this conditioning that says the things that I do is wrong. And so that's also something that I'm working through as well. And so sometimes I'll look to see what other people are doing during my quiet time. I think it was this last week. I had a thought bubble up from my spirit because I was thinking about how someone does something or how they explain something or other. And I was like, oh, I can do it like that, too. And my spirit loudly said, you will never reach your full potential if you copy someone else's words. I gotta be me, basically. I was thinking, oh, this person says it so eloquently. Why don't I speak like that? Why can't I say things like that, right? And so during that quiet time, that is the exact message that I got. And it said again, you will never reach your full potential if you copy someone else's words. In other words, me trying to be a replica of somebody else. I have to speak in the way that I speak. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I know it isn't necessarily the fanciest, it isn't necessarily the smartest, it isn't necessarily the most eloquent or whatever. And so for me, when I'm comparing, I'm like, oh, that person, look at how they speak. Look at the word type of words they use. They sound so smart. Da 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 or yada yada yada, you know? But yeah, that's the message that I got. Like, you will not. In other words, you will not succeed. You will not reach your full potential if you try to be anything other than yourself, right? And elevating yourself in your way. That's what I received. So I wanted to pass that along to you in case you find that helpful. Like, this comparison thing is not going to, it's not going to do you any favors, right? This journey is your own. And so, and it's like we think that we're supposed to be, you know, what so-and-so is doing. And we don't even know what's going on in their lives, by the way. We don't know what's going on with them. We don't know exactly what they've gone through. We don't know their pain points. We don't know their victories, their fails. We don't know their backgrounds. We don't know their history. We don't know what their resources are. We don't know. We think we know, but you don't know. You don't know. So you're comparing yourself to something and you don't even have the full story. You don't even have the full picture, right? You don't even know. So again, this journey is your own, right? This journey is your own. So remember that. So that was the first thing that I wanted to say. The other point I want to mention is that you're going to do this work, whatever the work is for you, you're going to do this work and you're going to think, oh my God, nothing is happening. This is facts. I know this to be true. But you're going to be like, nothing's happening. Oh my God. Oh my God. And so what do when we feel like nothing's happening, right? You rush to quickly do something else. Raise your hand if that's you. That's definitely me. I'm like, oh God, this, I tried this one time and it's not working. So I gotta do something else. And you scramble, right? This is also like $5 energy Brie. Like, you scramble. I gotta do something else real quickly. Oh my God, right? And then that thing doesn't work. And so you scramble to do something else. And that thing doesn't work. And so you quickly scramble to do something else. Do you see what I'm saying here? Because you're like, well, so-and-so did it and it worked for them. Again, I specifically was told I am not here to be a copy. So it's probably not going to work if I'm comparing myself to someone else and seeing how they did it and I'm trying to do it like they did it, right? Same probably for you too. So we keep trying all these things without just taking a moment just to check in, just to pause and just process, you know, the full story, the full picture here. Case in point, all right? I'm about to give you a hair story, okay? Speaking of finances. So, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I like to DIY some stuff. I used to make soap. If you've purchased candles from me, which I no longer sell, I no longer make candles for the public. I made those personally. By hand, myself, because I like to do it, or at least I used to. What else? I don't know. I'm just giving you this understanding. Like, I have made bracelets. I have made just different things. I guess I'm kind of, I like to create stuff. I'm not like a hardcore, you know, DIYer. I don't want to give that impression. But for a very long time, I have liked to create stuff because a lot of times it helps me to just it's like a form of meditation. I currently DIY'd this gel for my hair. And part of the reason was because the product that I used, it costs $20 per container. I'm co-washing at least twice a week and I'm only getting 4 uses out of this $20 bottle. I'm having to buy, you know, keep buying product. And so I was constantly spending like $20 here, $20 there, $20 here, $20 there. And I'm just like, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way, possibly. Another reason is that I was looking to DIY is because I'm like, well, if this is something that I can make, since I'm changing my money story right now. I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the episode, but one of my things is I'm going to be completely debt-free in 2023. By the end of 12/31/2023, I'm like claiming it. I'm going to be completely debt free. And so that means I need to kind of like just be looking at where my money is going and spending my money as wisely as I possibly can. So again, I was constantly spending this $20. And so I'm just like, okay, I'm looking at ways to fix my money story and just to make sure that money's not falling through the cracks. Keep in mind, that's not the only hair product I buy. I have to have the leave-in. I have to have the conditioner. I have to have the deep conditioner. So I'm like, well, how can I save a little bit of money here? I was like, I'm going to DIY this gel, this custard. And also, honestly, I like to DIY too, because if there's a healthier option available, that's like I will try the healthier option too. So there's a few reasons why I decided to do this. It just makes more sense to see if there's just another way to get what I need. And so I was like, I know that people are using flaxseed gel as gel, so I'm going to do it too. So I went on YouTube. I had never made flaxseed gel, even though I had heard about it years ago. Never tried it because I was just like, I don't want to make that. But I decided to go ahead and do it, right? I was ready. Very simple to make. All you do is buy the flaxseed. You put it in water. You boil it, et cetera, et cetera. Keep stirring. And voila, eventually you get flaxseed gel, right? Then you have to strain it and et cetera. But it's very simple and it's very cost effective. And so I had never made it before, but it was super simple. So I made it. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to wash my hair and I'm going to do a wash and go with this flaxseed gel, y'all. Yeah. What? I will have you know. It's funny, but it's not. Let me tell you something. When I put this flaxseed gel on, it was giving ramen noodle, crunchy, stringy realness. Okay. Honestly, that's exactly what it was doing. And I was just like, okay. But my hair was still wet, so I was like, okay, it's gonna be fine. This is fine. It just needs to dry. I'm gonna see what it looks like in the morning. Girl, the next day, it was worse. My hair was it is hard and dry and had no hold at the same time. I can't even describe it to you. It was just really weird. Anyway, very long story short, I was like, well, I could have just jumped to rewash my hair because I've done that before. But I was like, you know what? I just washed my hair. I had to use shampoo last time. Shampoo is very drying. I'm not washing my hair again because you know what it's like to wash hair, especially when you're a natural, right? I was like, I don't have the time or the patience to do this again. So I'm just going to leave it like this. And so I left my hair like that for about 4 days total. During that time, I think one day I put it into a puff. Another day or two, I just rocked a scarf. I was just like, I don't even care right now. Okay, this is just the way it has to be. And I just thought it was like hashtag bad news, right? Wrong. I am so thankful that I paused because two things happened. First thing is, during that time, I had time to think. And I was like, this flaxseed gel, since it's hard, maybe it was more of like a protein. Protein makes your hair hard, at least for me. So I was thinking, well, maybe this flaxseed is either it's high in protein or it's just acting or mimicking a protein. And my hair is just like, nah, sis, we don't like this, right? My hair doesn't like a lot of things, including like proteins, coconut oil, that kind of stuff. So I was like, well, maybe I can add some stuff to this and get closer to this product that I love. And so I went out and bought the ingredients. I bought glycerin, pure aloe vera gel. I came home and on day 4 or 5, I took out that flaxseed gel because I had put it in the fridge and I mixed it with the aloe vera gel and the glycerin. I also added a touch of honey. Yes, honey, because I realized that my product has some type of sweet something in it as well. So I was like, well, I'm going to add some honey. And so I got my hand mixer out, blended it up, rewashed my hair. And here's where that pause really, instead of me like jumping to do something right away, I'm so thankful that I took that pause because you know what? When I showered and washed my hair, Now, granted, I did not again use shampoo because I had just used shampoo like a few days before, right, with the initial wash and go. But when I rinsed out that initial flaxseed gel, right, and then I applied my conditioner, y'all, my hair felt so nourished. Like, it was just like a different head of hair. I can't even explain it. And so I'm so thankful that instead of just jumping to do something else immediately, I took that pause, because if I hadn't have done that, number one, I would not have concocted that other gel, which honestly was 10 times better than just the flaxseed for my hair. Honestly, it's closer to that product that I was trying to duplicate. And I'm so thankful for that. It's very close.
Yes.
But two, I had that awareness. I came to the conclusion that flaxseed is good for my hair. My hair felt so good coming out of that shower. I can't even explain it to you how good my hair felt, right? So the point is that though it is great to take action, absolutely, sometimes that action needs to come after time to pause, time to take it all in, time to reflect, time to allow yourself more awareness, right? I'm just very thankful that I didn't, again, just try to keep, well, let me try this, let me try that, let me layer this, let me layer that, let me, you know, like, or watch 50 million YouTube videos and be like, well, this person does like this and they do exactly like this. Like, I probably would have never come to the conclusion that I needed. That pause, it gave me something that I didn't even know it would give me. And it was something that I needed. So sometimes as we're doing this work, you're going to, first of all, you may not even see results right away. That's number one. And it may take some time for things to come to fruition as you're creating this life. So you want those feelings, like whatever feelings of anger or fear or sadness or whatever, grief or just whatever, you know, it's not just going to be a one and done all the time, and where you're able just to quickly move on to the next thing as you're creating your life. And again, sometimes we do the work thinking we're going to get this outcome, but you don't, or at least, again, it doesn't come like right away or exactly as you wanted it. But when you take that pause, and not again, just instantly layer on the next thing or try that next thing and you just take a beat, there's magic in that. It's like when you allow yourself to rest, right? There's magic in that pause. There is magic in that rest. So even if you just take time to process your emotions about whatever the experience is, again, as you're creating your life, that like that makes a difference. That pause makes a difference. And sometimes something else will be made manifest that you weren't even expecting. Does that make sense? I hope so. So honestly, as I wrap up this podcast episode, I just want to leave you with one thing. I just want you to think about the $5 version of you. Like, what brings her out? Who is she? What are her characteristics? What does she say? Well, how does she feel? What things does she do out of her trauma? Right? And this doesn't necessarily have to be about finances or money. Like, that was just my thing that I wanted to share with you. That may not be your thing. You know what I mean? It might be for you relationships. It might be for you career stuff, right? It could be about other things. It's not necessarily just about our money trauma. So what are you bringing that low energy to in your life? Again, you are creating your future life right now in this moment. So this is the time to go deep. This is the time to get in there. This is the time to explore. This is the time to invite more self-awareness in, right? This is the time to have more self-awareness on ways your trauma is showing up and honestly sabotaging your future if left unchecked, right? And you'll continue to sabotage your future if you aren't allowing yourself space to heal, space to rest, space to free yourself. Like, we all have to have that pause. We all have to have that pause. So that's what I'm going to leave you with, girl. That's it, right? Just thinking about, you know, who you are, that $5 energy person. And just reflect on that, journal around that, explore that. What you bring awareness to, what you shine the light on, can be changed. It can be healed. And that's what the point is. That's what this is all about. Okay? Well, all right. That is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you have not had the opportunity to do so, girl, please be sure to leave a rating, 5-star rating and review if you're listening to this on iTunes or wherever you are enjoying the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. And yeah, that's it for this week's episode. I look forward to chatting with you on Monday. If you want to get in touch with me, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. I will see you next Monday with another episode.